welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour you'll be listening to some of the finest British rock music from the era Platform Shoes, Glitter and Plenty of Makeup. Firstly, thanks to everybody's responses to the Leeds Beat Show. Had a great chat with Jeff Christie a few weeks ago covering his whole career, and I would say do check out his Outer Limits and Floorbmaster CD if you can, gems are plenty, and I'll let you know when that article will be published. But you've just been hearing the American Jam Band with Jam Jam, which was released on the Youngblood label back in 1973. The American Jam Band are surrounded in obscurity, but were in fact ex-World of Oz members Chris Evans and Rob Moore. World of Oz you heard on our Bubblegum show with the wonderful Muffin Man. Next to another track surrounded in obscurity, and that's Wigwam and Naughty Naughty, released on RCA in 1972. Not much is known about the band, other than their tasty music was exceedingly fine as they recorded the Kinks track Have a Cup of Tea as the B-side. But the A-side's producer was Phil Wainman, who was best known for his work with The Sweet, although he was briefly in the Paramounts, who later morphed into Procol Harum. So here's Naughty Naughty. Naughty by Wigwam. We'll have the opportunity to hear some tracks by acts you've heard of as well. So the range of material is quite varied here, and so we'll be hearing acts like Fancy and Chunky and Big Boy Blue and Dana Gillespie, as well as some more well-known acts like Mick Ronson, Mike McGear and Slade. But next to one of the artists who's more well known, and that's Cockney Rebel, whose lead singer was Steve Harley. Cockney Rebel's first single was Sebastian from 1973, which reached the charts in Europe but didn't bother the hit parade over here. So here's the wonderfully bombastic Sebastian.
Lady, I'd simply, the candle is burning slow for me. Generate me limply, I can't seem to place strange place. We'll talk over old times we never spoke. Somebody called me Sebastian. Persian eyes sparkle, your lips ruby blue, never speak a sound. And you are so gay with Parisian demands, you can run around. Your view of society screws up my mind like you'll never know. Lead me away, come inside, see my mind in kaleidoscope. Let's swoop and guard, loving our day.
more psychedelic side of glam, Sebastian by Cockney Rebel from 1973. Also from that year is the more harder end of the era and Fancy with Starlord. The band are best known for containing Nigel Benjamin in their ranks, who later joined Mott, which was the band Mott the Hoople in a slightly different guise. So here's the hard-rocking Starlord.
We'll be right back.
Fancy and Starlord. Next to the lighter side of glam with Chunky with Albatross Baby, released on the Orange label from 1973. It features on the Boobs compilation, but it's a mystery to me who it is. So if you do, email me at thestrangebrew@live.co.uk. With Albatross Baby. Sounds a bit like Spirit in the Sky, don't you think? To another obscurity, Watts and the song Betsy Ballou from 1973. It was written and produced by Kaplan Kay, who now runs a theatrical and musical publishing company, and he had a minor hit in 1982 with a John McEnroe cash-in record called Chalk Dust, The Empire Strikes Back. But I can tell you this song, Betsy Ballou, is far, far better.
Yeah.
Betsy Ballou by Watts. Now to our first doubleheader with two tracks from 1974. The first is Big Boy Blue with Getting Hungry. Big Boy Blue was in fact Peter Longford, who was the bass player in 60s comedy group The Baron Knights. Our second track is the Scottish glam rock band I Am Virgin and the hit that never was, Rebels Rule. Strange fact about the band was that their first single was a cover of Jet by Wings. Anyhow, back to Big Boy Blue and Getting Hungry.
I'm going fast.
by Blue with Getting Hungry, followed by Iron Virgin with Rebels Roll. Next to a few slower songs, Dana Gillespie released a few fine albums in the 60s while attached to folk singer and psychedelic troubadour Donovan. And now fast forward to the glam era, and she's been produced by David Bowie and signed to his record label RCA. Here's Back to Loser with quite a similar feel to Sebastian that you heard earlier.
I'm treading softly, not thinking of me. I go blindly, stumbling wildly. I cast no shadow as I pass. I just don't notice a broken promise here or there. And to be fair, the stairway is made of broken glass.
stupendous Back to Loser from Dana Gillespie. Well worth checking out her album, Weren't Born a Man, produced by David Bowie in 1973. Now to the multi-talented Mick Ronson, Hull's finest, who was an integral part of David Bowie and his Spiders from Mars band. Mick Ronson actually played on some great LPs, including Lou Reed's Transformer album, and actually he played on Dana Gillespie's LP, Weren't Born a Man. Now, many of David Bowie's sidemen featured on Ronno's first album, Slaughter on 10th Avenue, which climbed to number 9 in the UK album chart in 1974. Growing Up and I'm Fine is indeed a fine track.
Never got lost on this road before, never saw a string on the street before, never caught show than the rest of the boys, the best of me is something more. Always wound up in a cell for the night, always had pains from a midnight fight, always got caught by a squad car light, kicking down a smoke machine. Looked for a key but I found despair. Must have done something bad. Now I see through to the back of this town, kind of where I love like a long lost crown. Now I take pride in the way I behave, never see you stalking around. Now I've got a little of Monica love. The way she's checking me out is enough. Somebody's messing my brain.
Ronson and his take on Growing Up and I'm Fine from 1974 from his debut album Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Also in terms of debut albums around this time came the self-titled LP by the Heavy Metal Kids. Now actually the Heavy Metal Kids weren't as heavy as their name suggests, although they were hard rocking in their times with a glam feel. Now their lead singer was Gary Holton, who starred in the first series of Alvida Same Pet about 10 years after this release, but he sadly succumbed to a drugs overdose. So in his memory, here's It's the Same.
I am here and you are here and no one.
Gary Holton and the Heavy Metal Kids with It's the Same. Now, the next band's first gig was supporting the Heavy Metal Kids. It's actually a band called Tiger Lily, whose debut 1975 single was a cover of Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehaving. The band actually mutated a number of times, changing their name over the next year or so, until they decided on the name Ultravox. Yes, that's Ultravox. Bet you didn't think you'd be hearing them on The Strange Brew.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on my shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving it all for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with plotting, it's just you that
Lily, or should we say Ultravox, with Ain't Misbehaving. Now, clearly that track was heavily influenced by Roxy music, so keeping up the Roxy connection is Mike McGear, who we heard as part of McGough and McGear plus Grimms on the Neil Innes Connection show. His cover of the Roxy track Sea Breezes was a fitting start to his McGear album released in late 1974.
How to go my own separate way. It's a shame to think about yesterday. It's a shame. A shame. A shame. A shame. Thank you. present state, hoping help would come from above. But even angels that made the same mistakes in love.
Sea Breezes, the Roxy Music track, which was produced by his brother Paul McCartney and played by various members of Wings. So onwards to an extremely rare single, in fact, by a band from the northeast of England called Circus, although it was spelt with a K. They released a very progressive album in 1971, Mellotrons and all that kind of thing, but by their 1976 EP, Amsterdam, was an altogether different proposition.
In Amsterdam, Paradiso, I heard music in Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, I had laughter, I had romance. In Amsterdam, in Amsterdam, in the city, the light is my eyes, I'm going blind, and as we walk to the in Amsterdam.
and we danced and we loved the night away, and our last strange cigarette saw the start of a brand new day.
Amsterdam, hell for leather, heaven with leather, in Amsterdam, in the city, the light hurts my eyes, I'm going blind, and as we walk to the cafe, I feel my
just might be one of my favourite tracks of all time. Circus, with a K, with Amsterdam, which is most readily available on the fantastic Circus Day compilation series. Our last track of today's show dates from 1 year earlier to a band who, although caught up in the glam era, were arguably nothing of the sort. The band's roots lay in an act called the Inbetweens in the mid-60s, before changing their name to Ambrose Slade and then just dropping the Ambrose bit to become Slade. Their Slade in Flame film laid bare the glitter and the grime of the music industry at the time, and was most notably highlighted in the song How Does It Feel? Next month we'll be going mostly back to the 60s, so back to our roots, with an American special. But don't worry, there'll be British acts covering American songs. But until next time, here's the melancholic How Does It Feel by Slade.
How does it feel running around, round, round? How does it feel watching from upside down? 'Cause many years from now there will be new sensations and new temptations. How does it feel? How does it feel right at the start? And how does it feel when you are thrown out?